Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and we're honored today to have a real technical fellow from Microsoft. Brian Harry is here. Brian, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
So there's a handful of you technical fellow guru guys in Microsoft, but I think it's rare that you actually work on a product team, and you do.
I do.
You are heavily involved in an exciting product team, Team Foundation Server.
Yep.
You've made a number of pretty exciting announcements lately. Do you mind going through some of that with our audience?
Yeah, sure. No, that'd be great. So we announced at the Build conference last year the Team Foundation Service, which is a cloud-hosted Team Foundation Server instance that you can connect to with Visual Studio and do your development against it. Since then, we've been gradually increasing the pace of innovation on the cloud. And then just recently, we announced a cloud build service so that now not only can you do your version control and your work item tracking and your Agile project management, but you can also do your builds on Azure without having to set up any build machines. You just go into Visual Studio, queue a new build, and poof, off it goes, runs in the cloud on a VM, and builds, drops your binaries into source code control, and you're done.
Amazing how far we've come.
Yeah, it's
cool.
You know,
in just a decade, it really is amazing how far we've come. Literally eliminating servers behind the firewall to do this type of stuff. You also release, you guys, your team, release at quite a crazy cadence.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, we're historically been a Visual Studio Box product, which meant our cadence was every couple years
right.
We shipped. You know, we'd do betas in between, but kind of we shipped every couple years. And, you know, the cloud demands a different cadence than that. People expect stuff to be live. If your site hasn't been refreshed in the past 6 months, people assume it's dead. So we've gradually been increasing the cadence, and we're at the point now where we ship every sprint. So literally at the end of the sprint, every feature team has to have whatever they have in the production branch has to be at ship quality. And for us, a sprint is 3 weeks. So every 3 weeks, new features are going into production.
And people are already using this now. We're not waiting for months and months to months for you guys to have some type of financial plan behind it. Right?
That's right, absolutely. There's a lot of people using it.
I know we use it.
Yeah, we use it. In fact, my team uses it. I've got a number of feature teams in my team who use it for their day-to-day work. They have their source code checked in, all their work items, do their project management. In fact, although we just announced the cloud build service, you know, in sort of standard cloud fashion, it's actually been up there for probably 6 weeks. Because, you know, kind of in the way you do cloud, typically what you'll do is you'll deploy the bits, but you won't turn them on, so people can't see them, and then you'll selectively turn it on for groups of people to start experimenting with it, trying it, giving you feedback. So I've had feature teams in my team using it now for, you know, a month and a half, working through the kinks. And so by the time we announced it just recently and turned the feature on, we had, you know, thousands of builds had been done, and we had good experience to know that it was going to work.
Interesting. So I always do this with our guests, and you've been in this space for years. You've
been
in this ALM space for quite a long time. In fact, can we call you the father of Visual Sources? Visual Source Safe?
Well, Visual Source Safe, yeah, that's true. I wrote Visual Source Safe with me and another guy.
That is so funny. So I always do this. What is your favorite feature of TFS in the cloud?
My favorite feature of
or
TFS
five.
In the cloud?
No, or fine. Five favorite features.
It's always hard for me to list a favorite because there are a lot of them.
Yeah, because you're going to hurt somebody's feelings
that's
on your
right.
team.
Right? That's right. I am particularly proud of our new web UI. We've done a new online web experience. We've got some Agile project management capabilities out there. It's fast. It's asynchronous. It's super simple to manage my project. I'm pretty psyched about
it. It actually looks like you had designers involved.
It does. It does.
Hey, Brian, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And thank you guys for watching.